2 score and no years ago, Don Lipsett brought forward in this land a new society, conceived in liberty and dedicated to sponsoring, and I quote, the interchange of ideas through discussion and writing in the interest of deepening the intellectual foundation of a free and ordered society and of broadening the understanding of its basic principles and traditions. You are met to celebrate that event, and the celebration is very much in order. The society has flourished and is continuing to provide a gathering place for believers in a free society. Thanks in large measure to the loving care that Don and Nora Lipsett lavished upon the society. Conditions were very different 40 years ago than they are today. Intellectual opinion at that time was overwhelmingly socialist. Those of us who were true believers in a free society, believers in classical liberalism and libertarian, were regarded as strange creatures. We were a beleaguered minority regarded by our fellow intellectuals as a bunch of nuts. Today, the situation is almost reversed. The true believers in socialism are now a small beleaguered minority, and we regard them as a bunch of nuts. Yeah. Intellectual opinion is overwhelmingly in favor of free private markets, which doesn't seem to prevent it from also being in favor of big government. Intellectual argument, including that provided by our society, has undoubtedly played a part in this change in public opinion. But much more important, undoubtedly, was experience, culminating in the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union. Given this change in opinion, we may ask the question, is there still a role for our society? To answer that question, we have to go beyond opinion and look at what has happened in practice. Here the situation is much more complex. Deregulation has led to a decline in detailed government control of industry prices and output, leading to intensified competition in transportation, telecommunications, and other areas. On the other hand, there has been a great expansion of the welfare state, beginning with LBJ's Great Society, enactment of Medicare and Medicaid in 1965, and followed by Nixon's Environmental Protection Agency, Occupational Health and Safety Administration, Consumer Product Safety Commission, Legal Services Commission, Economic Employment Opportunity Commission, and the Department of Energy, and followed also by George H.W. Bush's Aid to Dependent to Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. All in all, government is both bigger and more intrusive today than it was 40 years ago when the society was founded. Two statistics will summarize. On bigger, in 1964, government spending, federal, state, and local, was 32% of national income. Today, it is close to 40%. On intrusive, in 1964, the number of pages in the Federal Register was less than 20,000. Currently, it is close to 80,000, nearly four times as large. What this illustrates is a long lag between changes in opinion and changes in practice. But it also indicates how shallow is the public understanding of the basic principles of a free society and how much there remains for us to do. Freedom today is threatened less by classical socialism than by modern welfareism. That situation offers a new challenge to our society. Do classic liberal principles apply to these new circumstances? Do they need to be changed? And if so, how? Long live the Philadelphia Society.